They tested the dump Obamacare drama, and many Republicans didn't like the ending. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The effort to repeal the Obama-era health care reform law is back. Some say like the cavalry coming in to save the day. Some say like the zombies return. There's now a bill introduced by Republican Senators Bill Cassidy and Lindsey Graham on September the 13th, which could come to a vote in the Senate within days. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra is here. Marielle, what would this bill do?
Well, it would repeal the individual mandate that says you have to buy health insurance, and it would get rid of some of the programs created under the Affordable Care Act, like the expansion of Medicaid in states and the subsidies to help people buy health insurance. And then it would give money to the states in the form of grants to spend on the health care programs they want. Senators Cassidy and Graham say this bill would give control to governors who know what their states need. Critics say a lot of states would lose funding under the plan, and they also point out the grants are only guaranteed through the year 2026.
Marielle, thank you. We can tell you that there is life in the global economy. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, that club for major economies, has a new assessment today. It suggests things are strong enough for central banks to back off their stimulus through low interest rates. Instead, countries should encourage growth through investments that make businesses more productive, like technology. And there is more. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Anu Anand, is following this from London. Good morning, Anu.
Good morning, David.
So among many other things here, interesting picture of women and employment in these countries.
The good news here is that there are actually more women in the workforce in the OECD than there were back in 2008 before the financial crash. So that is really good news overall.
Okay, but what does this report tell us about when the question isn't, did you find a job, but the question is, what are they paying you regarding women?
Well, that isn't such good news because although there are more women in the workplace, we know that generally women get paid less than men. They tend to take on lower paying jobs. That's one issue. But even in higher paying jobs, women tend to get paid less. So the overall wages have stagnated more. And that's a really interesting paradox.
But of all these countries that the OECD's been studying, the U.S. is a bit of an outlier here.
Yeah. So let's look at this term, the labor force participation rate.
This is people who can't work anymore or just couldn't find work, so they've stopped trying. They've fallen out of the workforce. And for the U.S.?
Yeah. And for the U.S., along with all the men that have fallen out of the workforce, more women are falling out of the U.S. workforce.
My Marketplace colleague, BBC host Anu Anand in London. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.
Hurricane Maria is over U.S. territory now, Puerto Rico, with the eye wall due at the capital San Juan in about 2 hours. Rescue crews are searching for survivors after the 7.1 earthquake yesterday, centered near Mexico City. Garrett Ingolia is VP of Emergency Response for AmeriCares, a Connecticut-based nonprofit that gets medical aid quickly into disaster zones. Thanks for taking a moment here with us.
Thank you, David.
Well, how do you, as a disaster relief outfit, coordinate all the moving parts?
Like any organization, we have limited resources, but also we prepare for this. Any response organization has to have the ability to increase its workforce quickly to meet the demands of one, or in this case, multiple disasters. So we put in place systems to enable us to do that.
Well, how's it work, Garrett? Do you have like warehouses with medical aid on standby that you can draw from? But once you get the word from Dominica or Mexico, how do you get the stuff toward the plane?
We do have a large warehouse with medicine and medical supplies. Getting the aid where it needs to go is one of the big challenges of all these disasters. Airports may be damaged, ports may be damaged. And so sometimes we have to use different methods to get supplies there. For example, we were able to work closely with the Federal Emergency Management Agency to bring some tetanus vaccines, which have to be kept refrigerated in a refrigerated container. We were able to fly them down to San Juan, where a FEMA representative met them and took the vaccines from San Juan to St. Thomas by plane. And they had you know, rights to land on St. Thomas.
Disaster relief takes money, and individuals who donate to you, to AmeriCares and to others, may be confused about how best to help. They may be tapped out. I mean, do you also worry that they're running low on the emotional energy they need to keep paying attention?
I just encourage people to think about those who are in the path of this new hurricane, for example, or affected by the last earthquake. They need help. And we hope that people will be able to stay focused and stay interested and continue to contribute to organizations like ours.
Garrett Ingolia is VP of Emergency Response for AmeriCares, based in Connecticut. Mr. Ingolia, thank you.
Thank you so much, David.
In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.